Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. It is weird to be doing this episode because it's future me recording from past me to listen to you so you can listen to this in the present me. So it's a bit weird, but here we are. Today's episode is about Human Rights Day. And the one thing I will say is it's always funny because Human Rights Day is the one day in between my brother and my cousin. They share a birthday. The one's on the 20th, my brother's on the 22nd, and this holiday is smack dab in the middle. And they are the same age. Like, it's funny, because when they had a 21st, it was like a week of partying, and it was crazy. So, yeah, that just always brings back fun memories. And the one thing about Human Rights Day, in and of itself, is that Human Rights Day is a way of celebrating the freedoms that people have fought hard for. The day is actually in remembrance of the Sharpeville massacre that occurred back in 1960. And 69 people died, 180 were wounded when the police opened fire. That is insane. People died. And the thing was, they were fighting against the government. Like, That is so, like, it's hard to understand how people have fought so long and so hard for things to happen. And you would expect things to get better, and granted, they have. But a lot of things aren't there. And I was actually Googling and searching in obvious prep for today's episode regarding the history and the rights and what we should be receiving. And I'm just like, people fought for this. People died for this. People protested and marched for these things to happen. And they said they would, and some did and some didn't. And I'm just like, why do people have to die for things to happen and then they don't happen? Like, that to me is pointless. I'm not gonna comment on the government. I'm not gonna comment on anything political or anything like that, just because that's not what it's about. I don't care about things like that. I care about the bottom line. And the bottom line is people died so that certain things could happen, and those things never happened. So what's the point? Why are we still believing in this? And that might make me a bit of an anarchist, which I'm not going to say would be bad. Because why not? Why have a government if they aren't doing what they say they would? Why not then just make sure you get your own things done? I struggle with that concept. And like, I'm not gonna say go overthrow the government. Absolutely not. They have a purpose, they have a place. I'll leave that as it is. But I do not agree with everything. I'm a firm believer of some rights and laws and rules are there for a reason, and some are just absolute BS. A lot of times I do feel that things don't need to be as tedious as they are. A lot of it is just unnecessary red tape. I mean, have you ever tried to get an ID or a passport? Not a fun process. It's absolute nonsense. And then we still have such high rates of identity theft and false passports being made and just ID cards being duplicated and used by people that aren't the people. Like, no. What is this world? There should be a better way to get this done. And that to me is just ridiculous. We have the technology, we have the innovation, we've got the manpower. I mean, do you know how many people there are in South Africa? People who are ready and willing and able to do things, but there isn't, yet unemployment is so high. You see, this is why I don't like talking about this. Point is, 21 March is Human Rights Day. It's a day for celebrating the freedoms people have fought for so that we can enjoy it. And I will tell you right now, this weekend has been good. I had Monday off. Tuesday was the public holiday, and Wednesday, today, I'm back at work. But it's not the end of the earth. It has been good. I spent Saturday night in a place in South Africa. I'm not gonna mention where, but I was house sitting for my brother's girlfriend. It was awesome. She has a cat. Being able to have those freedoms and not have to worry about stupid laws making it impossible to do things, that was nice. So yeah, I don't know what else to say without making this a completely political episode, but yeah, that is it. I don't want to drag this out, but I also don't want to leave it here. Like, this I feel is a bit too short of an episode, so I will just what can I catch you up on? Let me think. Yeah, I don't think there's much else to say. I could just ramble a bit. Let's see what pops up in my mind. One thing I will say is I've been trying to make time to go out for at least a coffee or to run an errand or something at least once a week during the week. And I love the fact that Checkers now has a Starbucks inside their branch wherever you go. So if anyone is familiar with Cape Gate Mall, there's a Starbucks inside the Checkers. There's one inside the Fairbridge Mall Checkers. Most places you go, there'll be a Starbucks inside the Checkers. And you guys know me, I like a good cup of coffee. It depends on where you get it. But I managed to reach a certain level in the Starbucks app, and I got a free coffee for my birthday. And I am that person that goes and buys the largest size drink that I possibly can, and I'll add extras if I can get away with it. And it was absolutely delicious. So I did that the other day. I went to the Fairbridge branch, incredible service by the way, and it was so good. I ordered a large caramel macchiato, and I sat there with my book and I just read it while I drank my drink, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I have no regrets. It was amazing, and it was free. And then I did some shopping afterwards. But like, small things like that during a lunch break really just make my day. Because being able to just get out the house, because that's where I work, and just spend some time somewhere else. Because also, I don't know if you realize this, but working from home kind of makes you lazy to get dressed up for the day. You know, I've been living in tracksuits. So a lot of my wardrobe is very plain Jane, very tracksuits, very match. So having an excuse to kind of be like, today during my lunch break, I'm gonna go there, and getting dressed up early in the morning instead of just jumping into a tracksuit is really fun. If there's load shedding, I can't work at all, so I kind of just like go away in those 2 hours of load shedding. I usually get done and then leave just after it hits and go to the place, do my thing, and then eventually come back. But it's kind of like my lunch hour, and then I just make sure my work is done by the end of the day, so it's never really an issue. But yeah, that is what I do, and that has been really, really fun. I don't try and always go to the expensive ones. I do try and support local places as much as I can. There's a place called Jumpstart Coffee if you are in the Kells River area, which is really nice. And you get a loyalty card. Like, not a physical card, it's like a little business card that you stamp, and your 10th drink is free. So they make really good stuff, and they've got amazing coffee on sale. They've got lots of options, hot and cold drinks, and they've got always nice cakes. Those ones are really, really good. So yeah, that is my rant. I think I've gone on long enough. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I think that's it. I'm going to use Mandoza's song that I always use for the song of the week. Keep being a better being, and I will see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.